A reading from the first book of Samuel, the prophet, may his blessing be with us. Amen. And the Philistine drew near and presented himself 40 days, morning and evening. Then Jesus said to his son, David, take now for your brothers an ephah of this dry grain and these 10 loaves, and run to your brothers at the camp, and carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of their thousands, and see how your brothers fare, and bring back news of them. Now Saul and they and all of men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. So David rose early in the morning, left the sheep with the keeper, and took the things and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the camp as the army was going out to the fight and shouting for the battle. For the Israel and the Philistine had drawn up in the battle array, army against army. And David left his supplies in the hand of the supply keeper, ran to the army, and came and greeted his brothers. Then, as he talked with them, there was a champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, coming up from the armies of Philistine, and he spoke according to the same word. So David heard them, and all the men of Israel, which they saw the man, fled from him and were dreadfully afraid. So the men of Israel said, have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel, and it shall be that the man who kills him, the king will enrich with great riches, and will give him his daughter and give his father's house exemption from taxes in the Israel. Then David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, what shall be done for the man who killed this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of a living God? And the people answered him in this manner, saying, so shall it be done for the man who kills him. Now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger was aroused against David, and he said, why did you come down here? And with whom you have left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the insolence of your heart. You have come down to see the battle. And David said, what have I done now? Is there not a cause? Then he turned from him toward another and said the same thing. And these people answered him as the first one did. Now when the words which the David spoke were heard, they reported him to Saul, and he sent for him. Then David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion and a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defiled the army of the living God. Moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paws of the lion and from the paws of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. So Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword unto his armor, and he tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand. And when he drew near to Philistines, so the Philistine came, and began to draw near to David, and the man who bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked at about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good-looking. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you came to me with stick? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give you flesh to the birds of all airs and the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the army of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give carcasses of the camp of the Philistine to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is God of Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand. So it was, when Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hastened and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine into his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and took over the Philistine, took his sword, and drew it out of his sheath, and killed him, and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Now men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistine as far as the entrance of the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell along the road of Sharaim, even as far as Gath and Ekron. Then the children of Israel returned from chasing Philistines, and they plundered their tents. And David took the head of Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. Now it had happened, as they were coming home, when David was returning from slaughter of the Philistine, that the woman had came out of all city of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul, with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. So the woman sang as they danced, and said, Saul has slain his thousands, and David's his 10,000. Then the Saul was very angry, and the saying displeased him. And he said, They have ascribed to David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed only thousands. Now what more can he have but the kingdom? So Saul eyed David from that day forward. Glory to the Holy Trinity, our God, and to the age of ages. Amen.